Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this last session of the season, Maintaining Balance in Turbulent Times. We are going to work today with the powerful White Star technique that you are familiar with. I was thinking about today's session. I asked, what should the focus be? And very powerfully, the message came in. Scar tissue. I was a bit shocked at first, and I thought, what am I going to do with this? As the months have passed, and this has come into sharper focus, our title today, Drawing Stars Around the Scars, is a line from a song by a famous singer-songwriter. And I tweaked it a bit. I think Taylor Swift was thinking about a broken heart in the song, but scar tissue can apply to mean many things. Scar tissue can happen from an accident, a surgery, chronic inflammation, or more poetically, in our emotions, as in a broken heart or great disappointments. After a break or a cut on our skin, the skin grows back together stronger than the original tissue. As a wound is healing, this scar tissue is helpful and needed. It protects from infection, allowing the deeper tissues and organs to continue their healing process. In the case of emotional healing, the scar tissue allows us to close off the pain for a while and to allow us to function in everyday life. At some point, we need to clean up that which is below the scar tissue to experience actual freedom and health. As I look out at all of you this morning, I don't know most of your individual stories. But I know that each of us took this time to come together today because of our love of working with the light. Our experiences vary, but the peace, the freeing, the comfort, and the hope that we feel after a session keeps us coming back. This is a sacred space and time. For a few others here, I do know parts of your stories that involve trauma, serious illnesses, accidents, and many of these life-threatening. And you've persisted in working with the light, and it's brought great healing and learning. As we say in actual design, this is the teaching that heals and the healing that teaches. As we go through the session today, I invite each of you to use and experience the light in your own way. Newer participants may enjoy the peace the light brings. For more experienced participants, I invite you to find one or two scars that the years have healed. Begin to peel back that scar tissue and see if there is something deeper that is still there that remains to be healed. Let's draw all of our stars together as we help ourselves and each other in opening to the light that heals and reveals. And let's begin by getting comfortable and taking a couple of deep breaths. Let your body begin to relax. And direct your brain mind to harmonize with your upper room. Experience the radiant awareness of the divine mind of your lighted beingness flowing from the upper room into and throughout your brain mind. enlightening your knowing awareness. And experience that lifting. Now focus the radiant awareness throughout your neural pathways in your nervous system, enlightening the sensory awareness of your body. And then direct that radiant awareness into your heart, your blood, your circulatory system, and your liver and all of the glandular systems throughout your body, enlightening your emotional awareness. Now experience the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are, enlightening your knowing, your sensing, and your emotional awareness simultaneously throughout your creation. And with enlightened awareness, experience that flow of love and gratitude that your being of light has for your beloved creation. And then just think of your creation giving love and gratitude back to the being of light that you are. And then magnify this two-way flow of love and gratitude. Focus on the experience of our union as beings of light with each other and all the other beings of light that are unified with us. And refocus your awareness into your upper room. And within your upper room, there is a point of light. And let that light, that point of light, expand until it's a 3-inch star directly over the top of your head. And let that star begin releasing the light in a beautiful flow of crystal clear white throughout your entire body. Open your feet and open your hands as this inner shower of light begins to flow throughout your entire creation. And as this inner flow is continually washing out the loads that you find, we're going to begin focusing in various areas of the body. So experience as that light flows throughout the top of your head, into your scalp, and then more deeply into your face and your head. Let that light flow deeply into your eyes, releasing anything that you find here. Also, let it flow deeply into your nasal passages and within your tongue and your mouth, and into your ears for freeing these systems. And just experience that light as it continues to flow into these areas. And as the light is flowing through your brain, begin releasing any busyness of the day or the week or the month so that you can be fully focused in this session today. And let that light begin to flow into your neck and your shoulders, releasing the heaviness that we sometimes find here. And perhaps some of you have had trouble with your shoulders or tension or even scars, but begin to release that and let that light really move deeply into these areas of stress. And then let that crystal light continue expanding all the way down your spinal column. Bringing renewal, relaxation to these areas. And lifting any pain that you may experience or find in your spinal column. And then let that crystal light continue flowing into your heart. And as it flows deeply into your heart, begin letting your heart open and soften. And I think sometimes there can be scar tissue in the heart. So if you find any scar tissue here, focus on letting that go, letting that just flow into this crystal white light as it's being cleaned out of your body. And if you need to, continue to let that light flow and engage those consuming fires to really help with any disappointments, any emotional distress that you've experienced. And then let the light flow deeply into your lungs. And as you breathe, take deep breaths of this beautiful crystal light deeply into your bronchial tubes and down into your alveoli. And sometimes scar tissue can form in the lungs. Scar tissue can form in any organ. But if you find any in the lungs, just let that clear out. And as your heart also begins or continues unloading, let's put a little light into the circulatory system. Because chronic inflammation can again create disruptions in our veins and our arteries. So let that light flow deeply into these systems, releasing and letting go of any tension that you feel anywhere within your circulatory system. And feel as the heart and the lungs work together in tandem. And then simultaneously be releasing that light down through your arms, deeply into your elbows, your wrists, your hands. And again, sometimes the tension starts coming up in your hands. The movement isn't as strong as it once was. Allow that light to move into every tendon, the bones, the ligaments within your hands. And as this light continues to move through the abdominal cavity, continue to let that light flow into your stomach. And into your colon. And into all the supporting organs around our kidneys. And the liver. And the liver is another organ that can really develop scar tissue. So let's focus deeply in the liver for a little bit. The liver is where we hold anger and sometimes rage. And let that light continue to wash through the liver, bringing this healing white light deeply into every area. And as that light continues to move throughout your colon, also focus into the reproductive systems, into the urinary systems of your body, bringing light into these areas. And then let that light flow into your lower back, deeply into your spine, into your pelvis, into the bones, especially the bones where we want to keep that those as strong as possible. Bring the light into the hip bones and throughout the lower back. As these areas have so much to do with balance, with keeping us walking steadily. and experiences that light moves deep, very deeply into these areas of the bones. To keep them strong. And to release any scar tissue that might be here or painful experiences. And then continue to let that light flow into the thighs. And let that light flow deeply into the bones, the muscles, the ligaments, the nerve endings. And into the skin. And then, in thinking about the skin, also focus on the skin throughout your entire body. And if you find any obstructions here, release those into the fires. The skin often has a lot to do with our interactions with the world. And it also can be very open to scar tissue, to scarring. And let that light continue its flowing journey down through the knees, bringing strength and mobility to the knees. Focus the light deeply. To all of the structures of the knees. And then let that light continue flowing down into your calves, into the bones, into the muscles. The joint with the knees and the ankles. The blood supply, the nerves. And again, the skin of the calves. And then let that light continue flowing down into your ankles. Into the structures that take so much wear and tear. Focus that light very deeply into your ankles, releasing and supporting, helping to keep the body stable. And then into your feet, into the many bones and the ligaments and the tendons and the skin and the blood. And all of the nerve endings within your feet and your toes. And then just keep those feet, the bottom of your feet open. And just focus back into your star, your 3-inch star above your head. And just experience that continuing flow of light. And we're just going to take a few seconds here to experience that flow of light all the way from the top of your head to above your head, actually, all the way down through your feet, through your body, and out your feet. And just continue to wash out any loads, any heaviness. Now gently close the doors on the bottom of your feet and let this beautiful crystal white shower continue. And begin backfilling with this beautiful purified crystal light into all of the areas of your body where you release the loads. So let that light backfill up through your toes and your feet. And into your ankles. And let your whole body just become very sponge-like, just pulling in and soaking up all of the light it can hold. Up into the calves. And as we're allowing this deep assimilation in the legs, let as much light into these systems so that you can stand steady, so that you can walk surely with a strong gait. And let that light continue up into your knees. Up into your thighs. And make sure that you're absorbing a lot of light into the nervous system or into the nerves within your feet, your calves, and your legs to bring protection and freedom. And then bring that light up into your pelvic bowl, into the bones, into the hips, into the muscles and the ligaments here. Let that deep healing light move deeply into each of the parts of your hips, and your lower back. And the light will simultaneously backfill up into your hands, into your arms, into your elbows, to your upper arms, and feel that backfilling up into your colon. Into your urinary system, into your kidneys, and deeply into your kidney, into your liver, your gallbladder, and then let that light move deeply into your spine. Into your spinal column. Again, letting your spine become very sponge-like, but while strengthening your spine. Let that light continue flowing on or backfilling up into your heart. Into your lungs. And feel that light backfilling up into your shoulders and upper back area. And just focus on all of the places where you release the heaviest loads and continue to let those areas just absorb and pull in all of this beautiful crystal light. And then let that light continue back filling up through your neck. And actually into the arteries that are in the neck. And let that light continue to backfill into your face and your head. Let that light flow in and throughout your brain or backfill through your brain. And all of the neural pathways. And then into the sensing organs, our eyes, and let your eyes relax. seeing things in a new light, in a new way. Let the light backfill into your ears, into your ear canals. So that you hear with more wisdom. And then into your mouth and your gums and your teeth. Keeping these areas strong and healthy as they do. Have a connection with the heart and the heart health. And then extend this light again all throughout your skin, from your toes all the way up to the top of your head, to your fingertips. And just send a lot of light into your skin. Let that light continue backfilling into your scalp. And then refocus in the star within your upper room. And direct your star to stop its down pour and backfilling motion. And assimilate the essence.